Christians in Turkey prepare for a nationalist backlash. Violence in Somalia displaces Christian aid workers. And it's a race against the clock for radio funding in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As evangelical groups make inroads among Turkey's Islamic population, their visibility causes Turks to see them as interlopers. That's led to a lot of confusion about Christianity, resulting in a violent nationalist backlash. Case in point, the recent murders of three believers involved in Bible publishing. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst.
We have people there that are not Turks. We have some involved with Turkish citizens and Christians. They all seem to be at risk now. The significant thing about the murders is that one of them was a German worker, you know, a foreigner, not a Turk. So nobody's safe, and they all realize that.
Van Bronckhorst goes on to express confidence in the tightly knit evangelical community.
I think that the Turkish church will still continue to be open about their faith. Clearly, this will make them more cautious in certain ways. Pray for their courage in the face of persecution. Pray, too, that they will continue to make the gospel a message of love and peace, even in the face of this kind of provocation.
Next, the need is great in Somalia, where the worst violence in 16 years forced 500,000 women and children to flee. World Vision is offering food, medical facilities, and social support to the displaced, who lost family members and fell victim to rape and deadly disease on their long journeys. They're assisting in an area where locals are still recovering from drought and unable to help. World Vision needs $750,000 to fund this effort and possibly more as the rainy season approaches. You're listening to Mission Network News. 14 months ago, the president of Hope Givers International, Dr. Samuel Thomas, was arrested in India on anti-nationalism charges. Thomas was in the U.S. visiting his family on court-approved visitation. In an exclusive interview with MNN, Thomas says he should have died the day he was arrested.
When they arrested me, they had guns with them. I can still hear that trigger, but the gun didn't go. He said it got locked. The guys, you know, start cussing because the gun won't work. The purpose was to kill me in the encounter.
Thomas faced sleep deprivation and incarceration in a 3x5 rat-infested prison cell. And through it all, he was able to give gospel portions to 1,500 inmates. Thomas is back in India today, awaiting another court hearing.
May 1st is the final decision for getting all the licenses back. We have only got a stay from the Supreme Court that let everything run as normal. But the case is still going on. So the 1st of May, the case should be finalized.
Meanwhile, Little Samaritan Mission needs your help today, or they could lose a radio license to beam Christian music and programs into an area that has no Christian radio. Speaking from the Bucharest airport in Romania, Little Samaritan's president Florin Pindicblaj says,
right now we are fighting to put a radio station in very south of Romania on the shore of Danube River. And that will broadcast not only in Romania, but across to Bulgaria, because Bulgaria is not covered by Christian radio stations.
If they don't get the station on the air by the end of May, they could lose their license. Pindicblaj says there's only one thing holding them back.
We have 70% of the funds already, so I have money for antenna and for the transmitter, but for the studio and other things, you know, about $5,000. Will help us to be on air by end of the month.
And Transworld Radio says a team of radio producers is widely ecstatic about the one-story approach to evangelism. One story is Bible story teaching to oral learners, in this case among the illiterate Fufulde and Kunari speakers of West Africa. After 1 year of specialized training, producers then launch into new recordings. Already this team is looking forward to producing 21 new Bible stories for their people. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org to subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.